Good morning and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. So grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the twists and turns of the digital landscape.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We're the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry, keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors. Our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program. You'll be an integral part of this groundbreaking journey by collaborating with us. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, has expanded its catalogue of known exploited vulnerabilities, adding three new entries that could pose significant threats to network security. These vulnerabilities affect products from popular vendors, including Microsoft and Oracle. The agency mandates federal agencies to patch their systems by a specified deadline to protect against potential cyber attacks. The list is part of an ongoing effort to prioritize known weaknesses that are being actively exploited, helping organizations to focus their security measures effectively. A new security update for Google Chrome has been released, addressing a critical zero-day vulnerability that had been actively exploited in the wild. Identified as CVE-2023-0874, the flaw is a type of confusion issue within the V8 JavaScript engine, which could potentially allow a remote attacker to execute arbitrary code on the affected system. Users are urged to update to the latest version of Chrome to ensure their protection against possible cyber attacks that could exploit this vulnerability. The CISA has also issued an alert about a Windows print spooler vulnerability following Microsoft's report of its exploitation by Russian actors. The exposed flaw allows attackers to execute arbitrary code with system privileges, potentially compromising affected systems. Users are urged to implement available patches or apply suggested mitigations to protect against this security threat. A recent surge in cyber attacks has revealed that hackers are increasingly targeting developing countries to refine their ransomware techniques before aiming at more lucrative targets. These practice attacks often leave under-resourced and underprepared institutions crippled, exacerbating existing economic and infrastructure challenges. Experts warn that these preliminary strikes serve as a testing ground, sharpening the cyber criminals' skills and signaling an urgent need for improved global cybersecurity measures. A significant security vulnerability has been identified within the widely used Keras library of TensorFlow, Google's prominent artificial intelligence framework. This flaw potentially allows attackers to launch remote code execution attacks when models are deserialized from untrusted sources. Users are urged to update to the latest version of TensorFlow to mitigate the risk posed by this critical vulnerability. In response to a significant industry breach, Anatomy IT has unveiled a pioneering suite of cybersecurity products designed to safeguard healthcare organizations against escalating digital threats. The new suite aligns with the National Institute of Standard Technology's pivotal functions: identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover, offering tailored and budget-friendly security measures for healthcare systems. This proactive move signals Anatomy IT's commitment to elevating the resilience of healthcare IT infrastructures in the face of an ever-evolving cyber threat landscape. A recent study has highlighted that 80% of cybersecurity leaders deem the integration of artificial intelligence crucial for bolstering their organization's resilience. Despite this acknowledgement, only 40% of organizations have implemented AI policies when it comes to protecting critical infrastructure. The study underscores a significant gap between the perceived importance of AI in cybersecurity and the actual adoption of AI-driven security protocols. The Department of Health and Human Services seeks to strengthen reproductive health data privacy under HIPAA, introducing a rule to shield abortion providers and patients from sharing protected health information with state authorities. The anticipated regulation will mandate healthcare entities, including insurers, to formally pledge against using personal medical records for legal probes. This proposed change, expected within the next 2 months, could significantly impact the confidentiality of reproductive health information in the legal landscape. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of HEAL Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like, subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider becoming part of the HEAL Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.